Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, January the 10th, 10th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, Tony Smithers.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, you got a new sweater on.
I do. This is my North Coast Tourism Council sweater.
Oh, it's not your wine drinking sweater.
No, no. Wine, waves, and wilderness. See trees and...
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Snazzy.
That's how we represent North Coast to
wines,
international wave, markets.
What? Whining?
Wine, yeah. Whining about the waves.
And you brought in a buddy today.
I did.
What's that all about?
I have my good right-hand compadre, Richard Stenger, from the Bureau. He's our media and marketing manager.
Hi, Brian.
And it was a slow day for you, huh, Richard? This afternoon, we'll talk a bit about some of the digital things that are going on with the Bureau, also looking backwards as well as looking forwards. There's a bunch of different opportunities that are out there that, while you may or may not directly be impacted by the Visitors Bureau, you may, however, be able to grab a tidbit either for your personal use or for your business use. So consider this a free seminar when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:16. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers and Richard Stenger from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from, oh boy, Nietzsche. I'll just go with that.
All right.
We don't need all three names.
That which does not annoy you makes you stronger, something like that?
No. And we should consider every day lost on which we have not danced at least once. And we should call every truth false, which is not accompanied with at least one laugh.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the laughter part, the dancing thing. I don't care. So what's new at the Bureau? Or what's old at the Bureau, I guess, might be the first salvo.
Well, everything old is new again. In marketing...
That doesn't work for me.
I know. But the constant refrain in marketing these days and for a number of years has been the pace of change. And so we're always working to keep up with the new way of reaching people, the new way people consume media, the new way people research and make purchasing decisions. And that keeps us pretty busy.
I heard it was it Bohannon? Somebody on Kins last week, they were talking about with the iPhone, the smartphone, Androids, droids, all bumps, some phones.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a locator on it that's an automatic locator. So they know where you are. They know what your purchases are. They know what websites you go to on your phone. Everything. Unless you have to overtly go in and turn it off.
Right. That's the GPS function.
Is it? But now GPS, most of us are identified with, is that gives you a location to find others, not for others to find you.
Right. Well, many of the services and functions available on the phones are GPS enabled. And so when you're looking at maps, for instance, and this is very relevant in the travel space because a lot of people are researching on a mobile device, here I am in downtown Eureka, what's a good place to eat? And so,
well, then why does it ask for your zip code?
It's not the zip code. It's
Some of the ones that I have, they'll ask, okay, what zip code are you looking for? And you tap in whatever the zip code is. And then it tells you in that immediate area within 15, 20 miles, here's whatever
right.
It is.
Well, that's actually kind of almost an obsolete way of functioning because these days they're more GPS enabled. So they know where you are, and then they can give you the choices of different products and services within a certain range.
The discussion was, so then people who have those capabilities, who can hack into that stuff, know when you're at home, when you're not at home, know when you're at work, know when you're out of the community, know when you're vulnerable, know when you're not vulnerable.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It obviously taking it to the next level with
right. That's a little beyond where we are right now.
Whoa, okay. So perhaps antiquation is okay. I feel comfortable with it being antiquated.
Well, to some degree. But, you know, being traditional marketers in a non-traditional world, we're trying to, cover the basics. Like, how do we make sure that Humboldt County's products and services are represented in, in this space?
Richard, when you consider, I guess, digital outreach, I don't know, make up a phrase on the road here. What is your goal? Is it to provide information? Is it to drive business to a business? Is it to make Humboldt County more familiar to more people and then let Tony's side of the hallway carry the message once they build up enough interest to go to the regular website?
I'd say, Brian, the answer to that is yes, yes, and yes to all three points. First of all, we have to distinguish. We want everyone to be familiar with the Redwoods. And digitally, we do that through the internet, through Google, through our website, through mobile. And secondly, once they're conscious of the Redwoods, when they're choosing their vacation idea or theme, we want them to know that our Redwoods are the best. I mean, nobody else besides us can say, hey, we have the world's tallest tree. So we want to distinguish that Humboldt County is the place to go if you want to go to the Redwoods. Now, the second point you mentioned about converting that or sending that to our businesses, that is our primary goal. It is also probably the most difficult of those three things to do. For one reason, primarily we want to send people to the lodging industries, to the lodging companies here. And this is something that we discuss quite a bit and we try to improve on every day, and that's to make hotel room conversion easier and doable from our website or from our business partners' websites.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is that driving them to the branded websites where it's all that stuff already exists, and you provide that for the independents, or is this something different?
It's kind of a hybrid. It goes back and forth. What we want to do is give them the look, say, when people come to our website, we want to give them the look at lodging of, when they're looking at lodging, of, say, going to the major booking engine websites like kayak.com or hotels.com or Expedia, Travelocity. We want it to look like that, give them the feel of that, so they'll keep clicking and purchasing. But on the other hand, we don't want to go through those big search engines if we can avoid it, because it's almost like extortion what they do to hotels. I mean, they take a huge cut. Is it like 30%, Tony?
It's about 30%, yeah.
So rather than going through the Best Western website to find, after I've developed a passion for the community, you're trying to make it go to their individual?
No. Okay. For Best Western, for example, yes, we want them to go to the Best Western site to book, and we want to help make that happen. That we consider that a success if we get them to, say, the Best Western website and they book. We want to avoid them booking on the third-party vendors like Travelocity and so forth. Now, like you mentioned, though, a lot of the smaller businesses, they don't have booking engines.
Yeah, they just don't have that ability.
So
yeah.
That's where we hope to fill in the slack by providing as close to that look and feel of a booking search engine where they can make that transaction.
For everybody, or just for those that don't have the branded engines?
Well, technically everybody has a product available that they can do that. So for a small independent bed and breakfast.
Are you trying to, circumvent gets us well mentally where I want to go, but it's not the right word, to circumvent the Best Western?
No, it's fine if they go to Best Western.
Or to go to the website, Best Western website, because of you.
Right. No, we look at it this way. We're like a big, we're a big funnel. That our job is to drive as much interest and traffic about Humboldt County and the idea of staying overnight here as possible. And our site then is like the big footprint of where people are going to start their search.
The Bigfoot print.
Yes, the Bigfoot print. Right. And so once they arrive at that, you know, address at redwoods.info, there's different places they could go to. Some outcomes are better than others. As Richard pointed out, if they go through a third-party booking engine, then there's a unacceptable cost to our partners. But if they go directly to a corporate booking site like Best Western, that's a great outcome, because then the franchisee has a much smaller overhead to pay corporate, and you know that's a good outcome. And there's even space there for the small folks. You know, either they maintain their own booking site, or we encourage people to phone them up. Like that's what most bed and breakfasts would prefer.
Yeah, can't you just get a telephone and go yes. ding 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 ding.
And then there's a sort of a middle ground too. There's companies like one called Webervations where you can have the look and feel of a booking engine with much less of a overhead.
So for somebody who's not that familiar, there are different opportunities to generate business, and there are different commission structures predicated on which one.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, and our goal as we see it is to get the most traffic to our partners for the least cost.
KINS News and Information Times 425. We'll be back with more from Richard Stenger and Tony Smithers.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 428. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers and Richard Stenger. Guys, as you look at internet, just let's stay away from the social media and all that quagmire until the second half of the show. It's changing. The uses are certainly changing. The activity is changing, the infrastructure associated, everything is changing. At what point do you determine this is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and we're going to refine what we do, rather than continuing to try to do more and more and more and more and more, and do it maybe at a 7 level instead of doing what you're doing now at a 9 or even possibly a 10?
Take a run at that one.
Well, it's interesting, Brian, that you say, at what point do you decide what do you want to do and focus on it? We've tried to do that a few times, and once we do that, we find out we continually pore over the data about web users, and they're doing something completely different. Mm-hmm. So it has to always be fluid. And let me give you an example. You know, our website, as far as a small convention and visitors bureau, has exceptionally good numbers compared to our competitors in Northern California, even across the state. And one reason why was because we had an incredible, and we still do, an incredible depth of information. We have thousands and thousands of pages. And if you search for any particular item about the Redwoods or Humboldt County, you're going to find it on our website. In fact, you're going to find many results. Now, we can't rest on those laurels for very long, because now we're finding more and more based on the analytics of website users that they're going on websites less and less and less amount of time. They are
because
going to
there's
fewer.
So much
they're
information?
Going to. They're going to. Sort of. They're going to fewer pages on our website, and they are going on them for a shorter amount of time. Used to be over like 3 to 5 to 6 minutes and 5 pages. Now they're down to 3 pages and under 3 minutes per visit on average. The main reason why is the rise of mobile phones and smart gadgets. People want their information fast. If they're driving a car, which they shouldn't be doing, and checking their smartphone.
Their passenger.
Yeah, their passenger, as far as looking for a hotel, they want to know it right away. They don't want to watch a real long video or see a big gallery. They want the information right away. So we're finding.
We used to call that flattening the website. Make it easy for me to find where I'm going in two or three clicks.
That's always been the goal of a good website, that you can have depth of information, but ease of navigation as well.
Yeah, okay. So we're finding less is more now. And about 1 in 10 people, actually about 1 in 8 people now accessing our website is doing that through a smartphone or an iPad. And that number is increasing exponentially. Probably flatten out maybe at 3 to 5%, 30 to 50%, but still that's a lot.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:31. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers and Richard Stenger.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, the executive director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Richard Stenger is marketing in mobile? Metro?
Media?
Yeah, a little bit of everything, huh? Mobile media. How's that? No. Traditional media, too. Fine. His marketing guy. As the future is envisioned from the Visitors Bureau, what do you see as the social media network? Is there one? And I'm asking this. I ask my business buddies, say, do you have a Facebook page? And some do and some don't. Those that do, I said, do you have a special insurance rider for it? They kind of look at me, you know, deer in the headlight. I said, well, if you don't, you have culpability if somebody puts something up there that's taking a shot at somebody and you don't take care of it in a quote-unquote timely fashion. Huh? Upsides, downsides. That's all that I'm getting to with it. Mm-hmm. So as you see Twitter and you see Facebook and you see some of the new stuff that's around the corner, I'm sure that we'll be hearing stories out of the Consumer Electronics Show this week in Vegas. You look at all this stuff, and while the technology is there, is the social application there? And then followed very, very quickly, the legal protection associated with those things. Because you guys know, some you get one wingnut, and you know if it's in this form, you can stop it. If it's in that form, you can't stop it. If it's out, you're exposed. Blah, 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 blah. How do you make those determinations, which areas in the social media that you're going to be vesting most of the interest and the time and the effort?
Well, I would say that it begins with our analysis of what the return on that investment is going to be, because we look at them as just as different media channels. You know, no one of them is going to reinvent the world for us. But just as we used to look at, you know, newspaper, magazine, radio, oh, it's another media, and there's a cost per foot for the footprint. How many, you know, pairs of eyeballs are we going to reach? What kind of return on investment? How, you know, what kind of response can we generate? And from that point of view, the numbers tell us how to make the decision. You know, your point about limiting our liability is a good one, but that's kind of,
or any businesses.
Right.
Liability.
That will just be worked into our overall risk management that we do for, you know, on a daily basis, just like we have directors and officers insurance. Yeah.
So as you guys look at the various options that are out there, one of the things that I understand is the digital is very trackable. You know what, you know where, you know how long, you got all that information that's in there. Where I would say mass media doesn't. So how do you weigh one against the other? Because obviously one helps to support the other and vice versa. How do you make that determination? Do you get out of, let's say, Coastal California Magazine because you're not getting any direct, you know, nobody's taking the time to fill out those stupid cards. I never have, and I just think those are the most horrendous things. You know, it's just going to be something else to tear out of a magazine, I guess, versus seeing a general rise in tourism.
That's a good question, Brian, and I'd say that's a question that we ask ourselves quite a bit. And when we divvy up our marketing budget between, say, traditional media like Sunset or Via Magazine and new media. But the overwhelming giant, which is no surprise to anyone, is Google. And Google translates that very well on the internet in terms of knowing when people are looking for specific search terms. We know so much. We have reams of data regarding the habits of internet travel researchers. And we can't get that from Sunset and Via. I mean, they're very important. They're legacy publications, and we do advertise with them, but increasingly less so and more so on Google. Let me just give an example about in our website. We get an average of about 1.2 million visitors a year. And of those, more than 80% are coming from search engines. Now, when I say search engines, plural, 99% of that is Google. So just about everyone coming to our website is coming because they're started on Google. So the way we see it, Google is really our homepage. And we approach that through two means. One is Google advertising, and the cost per click, Tony has better with these numbers than me, but it's probably about the cost per click of someone coming to our website from Google versus the cost of one of those pesky reader cards in those magazines. It's one-tenth. Is that about right?
Yeah, one-tenth. It's probably better than that. It's like 20 cents for the Google and...
You're talking conversion of interest.
Yes.
Right.
How do you develop the interest? Because I don't think too many folks are going to type in pyramid, redwood, river, canyon.
Yeah.
And just randomly see, well, let's see what pops up today.
Well, that we advertise with certain keywords, and like we know like all the keywords that people use to come to our website, and 90% of them deal with redwoods. Like there's redwood forest, California redwoods, redwood California, redwood trees.
Driving that, but how do you develop interest in redwood?
Oh, well, we're very fortunate. There's already built-in interest in our product. Our product, the Big Trees, is on many people's bucket list. When people think of California, natural California, they think of Yosemite, the beach, and the Big Trees. Now, our job is to let people know when they are interested in Big Trees that they need to be most interested in our trees. And that's our job is to encourage that interest.
So for, let's say, let's back it out a little bit and just say marketer, business X, how do they do it? Because they don't have that built-in intrinsic item.
Well, in a sense, you mean like a local business, like a lodging? Well, actually, they do.
Not lodging, retail, restaurant.
Well, even retail, even restaurants. We encourage everyone, cram the word redwood as much as you can, including pretty redwood pictures in your website, and you will be rewarded by more traffic and hopefully more business. Because when people are interested in the redwoods, we have a number of individual members that have done this very well, where they've done strategic Google advertising with the term redwoods, and their websites get served up near the top of general redwood searches.
Now, when you say advertise, are you saying that Bob's Hamburger Bar buys that word or makes contact with Google to have their business associated with the redwood tree, or just to have the word redwood on their website often enough so it just kind of pops up?
They can do both.
Those are the two legs of traffic. Either it's organic search and you optimize your site with those words on your site like redwoods, or it's paid traffic, which is what, when we say pay-per-click with Google, that's what we're talking about.
So we do pretty well with both as far as if people are doing a regular search in Google, we come up pretty high, usually top three. or if they do a or the Google AdWords also, we're usually right up there too.
Okay, that's the one that's in the gray box on the top?
Exactly, the one that looks almost like your regular listing, but
except
it's not.
It says advertising.
Yep.
I tend to stay clear of those. I'd rather have the – do most people go to those, or will
you'd
they go
surprised.
To the regular?
You'd be surprised. I mean, if a lot of times people, when they get on Google, they're going there to do business searches, you know, to do some type of economic activity search. So, right. Yeah.
So they will go to those specific ones. Okay.
And also they're served up in another place too. Like if you read a news article about, say, the redwood trees, you might have a little harmless-looking Redwood Coast advertisement from served up by Google AdWords right next to it. So there's that built-in interest. Yeah.
Hmm. So if I'm at a news site, that would happen?
Yes. Oh,
that would hack me off no end. I mean, I'm just as a consumer, if I type in, let's say, shoes, or I'm looking up shoes or boots, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden here's a series of advertisers that are popping up rather than me. Oh, wow.
Well, then you better not go online, Brian, because that's how the internet works these days.
But I'm thinking of where I go. I don't see, like when I go to the USA Today, for example, that's one of the ones, Sacramento Business Journal is one. I don't see those things popping up. Now, I'm not going there through Google. I'm going there directly.
The ads that you see, Yahoo also does ads there too. They do a good job of muting those ads. They're usually very innocuous. They're to the side.
Okay.
No, I agree with you. Those ads that like pop up and there's somebody jumping all around and some sort of animated GIF and you have to try and follow it with your mouse to click it off. No, those are very annoying. And most consumers retaliate against those.
Okay.
No, we would never do something like that.
No.
But so you don't have to cut down the redwood tree to get KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:45. We'll be back with more from Richard Stenger and Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:48. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers and Richard Stenger. Guys, as you see the social media evolving and the technology evolving and the consumer base evolving, what I think we were satisfied with a year and a half ago now, we get frustrated with now. If it takes more than half a second, we're hacked off. We're going somewhere else. We have attitude. Richard, you had indicated that there were surveys that showed what you have to do now in order to stay abreast with it. What about those who are looking for things that are comfortable and familiar rather than cutting edge? Is there a place for them, or does that just not appear on those who use the internet as part of their research or their desire to do commerce?
You mean comfortable as far as
this is
the
how
actual
I did it.
Product?
Traditional media.
Or people comfortable on the web?
People who, this is how I got there last time, the last two times. I want to use the same.